Holiday events kick into high gear this weekend across the area, and the cold means some winter attractions open, too. I talked about several of your weekend options with Mike McCarthy, editor-in-chief of Washington Flyer. We started in Old Town Alexandria.
It's all about men in kilts in Old Town with the Scottish Christmas Walk weekend, with a big parade on Saturday at 11, along with other events throughout the day, including brass bands and choral groups, and also the Christmas Marketplace on Friday, with 30 vendors raising money for the Campania Center to help underprivileged kids in the area. And then on Saturday night, along the docks in Old Town, watch the Holiday Boat Parade of Lights. You'll see 50 powerboats and sailboats decked out in lights for the season. And even the John Glenn, that's the DC fireboat that spews water 70 feet in the air, which is really cool. And the temperatures on Saturday night look downright balmy for December 1st. The boat parade begins at dusk, and it's free.
If you want to get into the holiday mood through hearing great voices, even your own maybe, you have three great events to check out this weekend.
I like what they do over at the Willard Hotel with their free holiday concerts almost every day throughout December. Their gorgeous lobby. They kick things off Saturday with the Thomas Circle Singers. That's a choral ensemble. They'll belt out the classics. And in the days ahead, look for everyone from children's to jazz groups, and they go from 5:30 to 7:30 every night. And also, as part of Bethesda's Winter Wonderland this weekend, you can duck into Imagination Stage on Saturday night to see Bethesda's Winter Concert featuring gospel and a cappella groups. Tickets are $10 for adults and $5 for children under 12. And finally, Dimitri, over at Wolf Trap on Saturday, you mentioned everybody singing in unison. This is the place to go. At 4 o'clock, it'll be the 44th year for the annual holiday sing-along. They have the U.S. Marine Corps band to lead things, along with local choirs and vocal groups leading everyone in Christmas and Hanukkah songs. And they also welcome you to bring a new and unwrapped toy for this year's Toys for Tots campaign. The event on Saturday is free, and you don't even need a ticket. You just get there early to snag a spot. Again, it starts at 4.
You talked about our weekend warm-up, but at night we are typically below freezing or pretty close to there, which means our outdoor rinks are opening up, and there is a new one in town. I didn't know about this. It's a big one.
That's right. Washington Harbor on Georgetown Waterfront christens their new ice rink on Saturday at 4 o'clock with a bunch of performances, including synchronized skating, a Swedish choir, and a huge light show. And the rink itself, as you say, it's huge. It's 11,800 square feet, making it bigger than the one at Rockefeller Center, by the way. It's open until March with programs all season like Rockin' Skate on Saturday nights and even Skating with Santa on December 22nd.
Mike McCarthy is editor-in-chief of Washington Flyer. He joined us on Skype. Read more about the events that he mentioned at WTOP.com. Search Washington Flyer.